Kayla Smith is joining me now, and very briefly, she came here in March from a station in Midland, Odessa, Texas. She was sports director 3 years at KMID there, raised in Kansas City. I need to do this first. M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
Very good. That's not a secret code, folks. It's not a 6-7 thing. But she's also a graduate from the University of Missouri. If you ever watch Missouri's football coach, Eli Drinkwitz, Dennis Gates does it too. When they interview him at halftime before they leave the interview, they go M-I-Z. And then they
And the broadcaster never says Z-O-U back.
No, it kind of disappoints me. All right, a few things I want to cover. And I got a lot to cover, but we're not going to get it all in the next 10 minutes. So I tell you what, any other time you're here, I want you to come back because I've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. And I have something I'm going to do with you at 6 minutes, Mark, which you're not expecting. All right, you're a member of the Association for Women in Sports. Tell me what that's all about and what are some of the things you're working on?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, not a current active member, but I was part of that group at the University of Missouri. And, you know, they love to bring in women who have made a name for themselves in the industry and people that can come and talk to the students. And there are chapters in almost every university that has some kind of journalism program. And so they love to bring in, you know, renowned people in the industry, whether it's sports writers. You know, I got to hear from, like, Mina Kimes while I was there. Holly Rowe came by as well. So bringing in legends that can inspire other up-and-coming women in sports broadcasting. And because, as we know, it's a tough business on the women's side.
Definitely. So how did you have your interest in sports growing up? Who did you look up to? And do you have a lot of aspirations to somehow get into play-by-play?
I actually would love to try my hand at play-by-play, whether it be softball or volleyball. Those were my two sports growing up. So my love for it came from my own athletic career. I played volleyball for 10 years, softball for 8. And, of course, growing up in Kansas City, you know, great sports town, whether it was, you know, going to Royals games all through growing up or Kansas City Chiefs now in the last 5 or so years haven't been too bad, but growing up a college sports fan too with Kansas State Wildcats and then, of course, the Missouri Tigers. So it was kind of twofold. It was my own career as an athlete and it was as a fan growing up in a great sports environment.
So I guess next thing would be, what event have you covered in person since you got here to Dayton that has really touched you emotionally?
Emotionally?
I'm going to throw one out. The Mangold situation.
That's
the football game.
That was one that was really touching. You know, I've gotten to cover a lot of fun stuff since I've been here. It's hard to pinpoint one thing. And also, they're all kind of starting to blur together. I've been here long enough now that they're all starting to blur together a little bit. I really enjoyed getting to talk to former Flyer Ivy Wolf last year before she went and did the three-point contest at the March Madness Final Four. That was a lot of fun. Being here for the first four, that was my first week on the job here, and that was quite something to be able to experience so early in. And then now getting to football season, of course, getting to cover the Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco Bowl, you know, that was kind of emotional just because it was exciting emotions.
So you went back to your alma mater, Missouri. You spoke to a class. What was the message? And you went under kind of some difficult circumstances, so please elaborate on that if you would.
Yeah, so my mentor and friend and the sports director at KOMU8 Sports in Columbia, the NBC affiliate in Columbia, Missouri, unfortunately, tragically passed away in late August, actually hours before Mizzou kicked off for their football season. And he is somebody that meant a lot to me because I like to say he quite literally gave me my start, because he did. I mean, he gave me my first opportunities anchoring as a student at Mizzou, and he's stuck with me through my career and helped me along the way, and we become even more so friends even than mentor-mentee there toward the end. So under difficult circumstances, like you said, but I still wanted to go and talk to what were his current students and kind of give them a message of how to keep your head down and work hard in this business. And for most of us, it starts by covering the quote-unquote small potatoes, high school football. But of course, as we see, as we grow through this business, it's something that we stick with throughout. So high school football has been a mainstay of my career all throughout. So even though that might be how you get your foot in the door. It's something that sticks with you and gets you, you know, set up for success throughout your career. So talking to those students under those circumstances and how devastated they were, how devastated I was after Ben Arnett's passing, and just trying to impart what he would have imparted in that moment.
When you come back, and again, you have an invitation to come back anytime, but we'll get more into this because I do have something to do with you here in a moment. But so do you have like beats? Like, are you going to be at all most of these games depending on your work schedule, or how does that work?
So it's kind of how we fit it in based on, you know, what our anchoring schedule is really. So tonight I'm anchoring on WDTN, so you see highlights of this game and some other stories going on around the Miami Valley and Cincinnati area tonight on WDTN. So I've fit this coming and shooting this game in and filming it for our broadcast in during my quote-unquote dinner break. So kind of just whatever is available. So, you know, this Saturday we'll be covering Dayton men's basketball, of course, as well as state volleyball that's going on here in Dayton as well. So yeah, I mean, no particular beat. We kind of just do it all here in the Miami Valley. And at WDTN, we're proud to say that we're the only true sports team in the market, and we're going to bring you all the coverage that you want, whether it be high school volleyball or whether it be UD men's basketball or the Cincinnati Bengals.
And you do a great job with Operation Football, and I'm sure you'll be doing a great job with Operation Basketball also. Okay, so are you familiar with Sarah Spain?
Yes.
You better be. She had a podcast called That's What She Said.
That's right.
And at the end, do you know what she did at the end of each podcast?
I can't remember because it's been years since I listened.
It was called The Spanish Inquisition.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you some questions, and I don't want you to, like, sit here, but whatever comes off your mind.
Okay.
Here we go. Of all current jobs are canceled in your industry, what do you do? What would you do with your life?
Lawyer.
Okay. Lawyer. All right. You could be the best in the world at one thing for one day. What would it be?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know.
That's why we call this an inquisition.
For one day?
For one day, you can be the best in the world at one thing. What would that be?
Maybe a CEO. You make a lot of money in one day.
CEO, lawyer, you're connecting it. Three individual words that people would use to describe you are...
energetic, honest, and tough.
Okay, good. Let's go on. What's the most embarrassed you've ever been in your life?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. After the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl in 2020, I was celebrating and I fell off a table. That happened.
Okay, hopefully you weren't injured.
Nope, just a few bruises. Got right back up and kept celebrating.
This might be connected, but what's the most scared you've ever been in your life?
I don't know. I don't feel like I really get scared that often.
It's fine. Any musician, alive or dead, can play at your next party. Who would that be?
George Strait.
Okay. Current celebrity from TV, politics, music, sports. Who would you like to be your best friend?
Oh, man. Patrick Mahomes.
Great. Yeah, I was gonna say,
keep the Kansas City in
great,
me.
Great choice. Most meaningless, biggest pet peeve you have is?
When people say would of, O-F, it's would have, H-A-V-E.
A grammatical error.
Yes.
Quite common. Good, I like that. Biggest failure in your life?
I guess not playing volleyball beyond high school.
Okay. All right. See, that wasn't so painful.
Yeah.
You might say, God, I'm never going to come back home with this guy. But we get to learn a lot about you. Well, we've still got a little bit of time. So let's talk about Midland, Texas, known in the area chronicling. Yeah, I'm in radio. Friday Night Lights. What was it like to cover high school football in Texas versus it is in the Miami Valley?
I would almost equate high school football in West Texas, specifically West Texas, not just Texas. West Texas, like you said, is the area where it all kind of was spotlighted in the book and the movie Friday Night Lights. And I quite literally got to cover that team and at that stadium, the Permian Panthers at Ratliff Stadium, week in and week out. I would almost equate it to the way that people here love their Flyers men's basketball team. It's so unique and cool to be in an area where one particular thing means so much to them. And that's kind of what I would equate it to. I would say almost here in Ohio, I've been blown away by how much talent. This is such a talent-rich area. It's something that I've been blown away by, to learn how many players have come from this area and how many players are going to go on and do great things from this area. So it's been a lot of fun. I would just say the biggest difference is the crowds are about 5 times the size in Texas.
I was going to say, were there were typical crowds 20,000 and up?
I would not say typical. That would be the best games of the year would draw 10, 15, 20K.
Well, I guess we should mention this. I'm sure this was a big play on your sportscast tonight, though I was already here. Craig Stammen.
Yes.
For sales.
That's right.
So what, in that situation, do you guys get tape off of this press conference, his initial press conference, or how do you cover that which shocked everybody today?
Yeah, so I was able to find some old footage from broadcast of when he pitched. So that was actually some of the footage. Yeah, that's some of it. Because it wasn't that long ago, actually. He only pitched as recently as 2-3 years ago. So I was able to find some footage from when he was a player. And then, we just kind of found the story from ESPN and just got to talk about it. I haven't pulled anything from his press conference. But if they do have done one today, we would be able to pull it from the Padres themselves, social media. So, yeah, crazy story. And talk about a shocker to the whole league. Because get this. He wasn't even really a candidate.
No, he was interviewing.
He was part of the hiring committee.
Yes, that's what I read. Apparently there were 50 people who they were talking about at the beginning.
And he somehow, prevailed above the pack despite being part of the hiring committee. So, interesting choice. We'll see if it works out for them. Just, I guess, they needed to make a change. But really cool for, like I said, the talent-rich area that we have here, the former Versailles Tiger and Dayton Flyer. And, I was looking at the Flyers baseball record book today, and he's still in the top 10 in several pitching categories in Flyers history.
Did I scare you? You're going to come back?
Of course I will. All you right. Didn't scare me.
Good.
I'm not the best at... I like to think through my answers, so I'm not the best at coming up with them right on the spot.
Understand. You did great. Taylor Smith, thank you. We're going to take a break, then we'll come back. Second half, 41-25. We shall return.
And watch this on WDTN.